else we decide to call it at some point. Janet, I have new music for you here.
You do?
Because I'm not legally allowed to bring the other music over.
Oh, that's okay.
And somebody said that they could hear us, even though the music was playing. That shouldn't have been the case. I hope not, anyway.
Huh.
938, if you would like to get a free astrological reading with Janet Mid, 419-240-1055. First of all, it's, I can't look it up on my phone, but I think Monday, either last Monday or this coming Monday, I have on my calendar, it says, Janet says I'm leaving. Very general, very vague. But you were almost on point with when I would find, like, a new place to work.
Yeah.
And while this isn't quite a job, it's just some hours for the time being.
You were
on again.
But these people are great. They know a good talent when they see it.
Well, the other people did too, but $20 billion in debt will make
it.
I don't know about that. So where's the moon? Are we retrograde?
We are now at the sun has just entered, well, the sign of Scorpio. And we're also, we've had a Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, just moved into Scorpio, which the last time it was in 2005. So what's interesting about that is that it's a 12-year cycle. So that means basically we're in a big transition of our lives right now. So people born under Taurus, people born under Leo, Aquarius, Scorpios are all, it really depends on where it's hitting in your chart, and that is based on your time of birth. But it is a very intense aspect. It went into that sign, I think it was like October 11, Jupiter moved into Scorpio. So now the sun is in Scorpio. This is all about money, finances, kind of pulling it together. Dee, you're going to rock it this next year or so. Because you are a Capricorn, so Capricorn Cancers are coming out of that funk. And not that you were in a funk, but it's a much, much stronger, much better cycle.
I was in like a James Brown funk.
Funky.
Rick James kind of funk. Like
Janet, I had a bit of a messy, emotional week in the beginning of the week.
Why?
Just some things. I didn't sleep last night. I think I was not nervous, but excited to hop back on the air and be with my friends again. So this was good. So you hit the Taurus thing. You hit me when I have an employer.
Big changes.
This wasn't a big change. I couldn't walk to work anymore. That's a big deal.
You're a Taurus, and you have a lot of Aries in your chart. So the changes are just beginning with you. And what's interesting is that being a Taurus, you have this opposition from Jupiter. What that means basically in a nutshell is whenever there's an opposition, it forces changes to come in. Again, starting October 11, and so now the sun is moving into Scorpio. So you're going to be kind of going through all this transition and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be very heavy. Hit big time.
Shut up, Demetrius.
What is it? Here he goes.
What should my girl name be?
And he just had a...
Erica. Talked about that.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to make people wait any longer. We're live on...
Erica Chase.
Queuing up my Facebook page. Is this Katie?
Katie, are you there?
Katie, is that Sherry?
Are the phones on? Are they potted up?
Yeah. Hello?
Says Demetrius. I'm sorry, I can't.
Hello? The questions I get asked.
Hello? You are so funny. Hello?
Anybody?
Papa, can you hear me?
Hello?
Do you have a voice?
Wait. Oh,
yeah,
wait.
Oh my God, it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, I love your voice. Sing to me.
Hey.
There she is.
Oh.
Katie?
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right, let's. You got Katie's stuff there, Janet?
I always have everybody's stuff. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm dealing with these guys. I walked in here. It smelled like feet. You know, but I won't talk about that. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
Please.
You're there, Katie. That's what I'm happy about.
What?
I said I'm just glad to hear you guys all back on the radio.
Yeah, we're all our little family's back together again. I know. What's your question?
My question is I've just kind of hit a plateau, in my life in general, career-wise and, even relationship-wise, and I just wonder where things are headed.
You don't like change. I can tell you right now, you don't like change, and when it comes to transitions of change, it's very hard for you. In addition to this, you're in a very tough cycle in terms of relationships. Everything seems to be hitting you, but I don't know, when it comes to your partnerships, you could be going through a big change in terms of either a make it or break it, beginning the end of this year into the next 2 years. Now, I want you to hear that you had gone through a similar cycle way back in 2009 through 2012. You know how I am about times and that sort of thing. In order to understand the present, you have to look backwards. So if you go back to 09 through 2012, that is very similar to what's happening with you right now. And you had gone through what we call the Saturn return between 27 to 30. So I feel that was in 2012 through 2014. So this cycle coming up is going to be a good one because it's going to force you out of your cocoon and to really start becoming more. You're going to implement more. You're not just going to talk about it. You're really going to make some changes.
You're a butterfly.
Proactive. Shut up.
Hey,
break out of your cocoon.
Katie, I also
like my cocoon. That's where I'm comfortable.
Yeah, you are. Right?
You stay in that cocoon.
You like the best of everything, too. Katie, good quality food, good clothes. Are you, am I interrupting you? Or are you interrupting me?
Wow. Yeah, that. Katie, do me a favor.
Sorry to do a show around your reading.
Bring your bring your cocoon over to this radio station, okay?
Okay.
Thank good you. Luck. Thank you for calling
in. I think
in.
We can get two more. Hi, who's this? Okay. What's your birthday?
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
I
what's your birthday?
I called earlier, got hung up on.
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh, you got hung up on. I'm so sorry about
we're
that.
We're new.
What's your, what is your
you
question?
Are? Really?
Yep.
It's your first day in radio, right?
Yep.
My little D.
I'll stop trying to contribute.
What's your birthday, Sherry?
6370.
I love your sense of humor. You're so funny, and you know you're a Gemini, and you're a double Gemini. What's interesting about that is that you're also a very analytical Gemini, which is not always the case with Geminis. One of the things I see is that you're coming into a stage of your life where relationships, you are also letting go of people and situations. You're very traditional at heart.
I just got divorced.
Yeah, that's showing up. And it's also showing that you're having a lot of hardships because of it. It's not that you want him back. It's just that you want your normalcy back.
Oh, my God. You don't know how many times I've said that.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing. But I don't, I feel like things are going to turn around. You're going to have a new commitment coming up, but it's not going to be.
Not a relationship, right?
Well, relationship, yes. It's going to be like in the summer, but it's not going to be till
next
late
summer?
June. Yeah, 2018.
Okay,
well, yeah,
that's long enough.
This is 2017,
I mean,
dude.
I just didn't want you telling her to jump right back into another
relationship. No,
no.
No, she's done because it was financial. Everything, he just did everything financial to her. She's been a mess. So I feel that with this situation, you're going to be coming out of that. And so around June through August is going to be a better stage of your life.
Good for you.
Just remember
I'm
I said that.
I'm somebody right now, good but for you. He's like not ready to commit yet. So
you shouldn't be ready to commit yet.
No.
I'm not. I mean, it's been a year and a half since we separated.
Hey,
so I'm over him completely.
What, but this other relationship may, I don't know, I'm not getting a strong vibe about it.
Just
so good luck.
Have some fun.
Yeah, call me next week
I
if I'm on.
Am.
Call me next week if I'm on so I can look at that for you, okay?
I love that you guys are back on the air.
Hey!
Thanks, Sherry.
Send the emails to the appropriate people.
Yes.
We can do one more and then I'm going to do signs. Do you have?
I have them right here.
Awesome. All right. Hey, who's this? Thanks for holding on.
Hi, this is Jean.
Hi, Jean. What's your birthday?
You're not going to believe this, but I'm a June 3rd as well, but 75.
What is your time of birth? Do you know that?
9:36.
Is that morning or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay.
Hey, for your birthday, we got fired.
Yeah. Oh, what's your... Was that the
happy
day?
Happy birthday.
No.
What is your question to me, for me?
Mostly related to career.
Okay. I'm surprised, but go ahead.
You're surprised. Uh-oh.
Well, I can see that you're a hard worker, and I can see that you're very motivated, very tenacious. I can see that. But I can also see that you're a very family-oriented, commitment-oriented person, too, at the same time. But you're kind of married to yourself, so you're very independent. You should do something on your own where you're working autonomously, being in your own business.
HR! Can I
really?
Get an HR?
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't.
Oh, my God.
HR would be... No, she shouldn't be in HR because she's not... She has too much... Well, she's funny, humorous. Not that HR people... I'm sorry. I'm not saying you're not all humorous and funny out there, but it does show that you have this really strong need for communication, any field of communication. But what's your question? I'm sorry.
So I took a new job about 3 years ago and love the job that I do. It's actually my dream job. What I feel like right now is this transition has been a little clunky for me because I'm used to being super successful.
And in charge.
Kind of, yes. And so I'm kind of in this point where everybody that I work with is a super high performer.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling a little out of my element because I'm not so much the best of the best anymore.
That's going to change, though.
Jean, they will raise your ability to be better at what
yes.
you do.
Yeah, yep. It's just
absolutely.
They're raising the bar for you.
Yeah.
And you know, the one thing you have to remember about yourself, you're more of a leader than a follower. So you are somebody that has to work independently with every single thing you do. And so I feel that with your job situation being the way it is, I wouldn't worry about it because it's going to kind of come together. And so I feel like this next 6 months or so is when things are going to start blossoming. Wait till around January, February 2018. You're going to go, oh my gosh, I'm finally in my element.
Great.
Good luck.
Okay. Thanks, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for coming over here. We can go through signs like as fast as we've ever done.
How many minutes?
Not many.
Okay. I'll hurry. We'll start with Aries.
Aries!
This is all about money and finances, so you might be a little out of sorts when it comes to financial, but in the end, it always works out for you. Taurus.
Taurus!
It's all about partnerships, relationships, stepping it up a bit, changing things around, paying better attention to your social calendar. Gemini.
Gemini!
You may discover yourself a little bit more intense than usual. This is a good time for communication, but it's also a time to introspect. Cancer.
Cancer!
It's all about, it's all with regards to areas of the home and the foundation. So it's also about kind of like seeking from within, but it has a lot to do with your home life. Leo.
Leo!
This is a time where you're between a rock and a hard place, so this is a good time for you to really focus on career and possibly changes that relate to your job. Virgo.
Virgo!
This is a good time for you, though analytical as you are, to kind of like get into your higher self. You overthink and overanalyze, so sometimes it's a good time to just kind of pull back a little bit, introspect, but also work on details, which is something you're normally good at. Libra.
Libra!
This is your need to protect what is yours, specifically where money is concerned. It's all about finances and money concerns. Also pay attention to details this week. Scorpio.
Scorpio!
Your desire to maintain is at odds with your knowledge that you can make changes, so this tug of war may be causing you to feel like a lot of personal transition as a sign is in your own sign. Jupiter's in your own sign. So it's a good time to really start taking advantage of opportunity as it knocks on your door. Sagittarius.
Sagittarius!
Letting go of the past. Nostalgia kicks in. This is a week for that. Nostalgia. Really heavy. Is it nostalgia? I call nostalgia.
Tomato.
Letting go of the past and just kind of cleaning out the debris from the past. It is a good cycle for creating and manifesting. Capricorn. Friendships, whether new or existing, coworkers, your dance card is full. So keep yourself up with what is happening around you. Aquarius. Career. This is all about your career. Your true abilities are showcased this week. It's all about you and your hidden potential. Pisces. Fish traveling in opposite directions. This is a good week for you to be intuitive. Instincts are at their peak this week, so pay attention. If anyone would like to get a hold of them at the office, number's 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510.
Thank you.
It's great. I'll see you guys hopefully next week.
You like your music?
I love it. Where'd you get it from?
Porn.
That's what I was going to say. This sounds like some After Dark
porn?
Showtime.
Yeah. You better not be having porn. I don't like porn.
And now another edition of Red Shoe Diaries.
Today on the show, I learned that these guys don't like the name of the show. That can change. And that Philip doesn't want to go to the zombie crawl. Philip, what'd you learn?
Not that I don't want to go. I just want to be there 1 o'clock in the morning when they turned up. I learned today that I do legit miss talking to you guys in the morning.
What is the morning name? What is the name?
Squat up.
Really?
No.
Stop it.
See, what'd you learn?
I learned that this was all your fault.
Yeah.
I learned all of this was your fault.
We did learn that this morning.
Yeah.
That's good to
know. I also learned I'm going to get a text message probably at 10.5 seconds.
Thank you for being here today. back next Saturday, 8 to 10. Podcasts will be up no later than Monday sometime. And there's more of me in the next hour and then tomorrow between noon and 4. Thank you for being here today. We'll be here next week. We hope you'll be here as well.
The 5 o'clock jam plays here weekdays with Johnny D on Q105.
The hot season is upon us.